Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Kiefen. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We are down to the final four in both the NBA and the NHL. In the NBA, another blowout elimination game, Jones, as the Thunder blew out the Nuggets 125-93.
I actually didn't realize that game started as early as it did yesterday. Yeah. I turned it on, and the Thunder were just destroying them.
A lot of mean memes about Russell Westbrook and Jamal Murray. There's a lot of stuff. If you're those guys, maybe stay off the internet for a few days. Didn't go great, but we are now on to Thunder Wolves.
Next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
That's my guy, Nikola Jokic.
He's going to douse himself in beer after the
Jokic, elimination. Jokic, Doncic, Keefe.
They
love basketball and beers. These guys, they get it. They do. The two best players in the league just love slamming beers.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody else used to cool it with some of these CrossFit routines.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's part of the reason Doncic isn't in Dallas anymore. But yeah.
No. And Jokic has not been able to win another title after the first one, but he did win a title.
Yeah.
He's still the best player in the league.
He's been out in the second round 2 years in a row. But yeah. No, look.
How do you feel about Thunder Wolves?
I don't mind that line, but Thunder Wolves.
Thunder Wolves.
Yeah, I'm going Thunder there.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Right?
They got a little scared, though. I mean, the Nuggets took them seven, and the T-Wolves are probably better.
The Thunder have been shaky. I'm telling you, even in their sweep against Memphis, shaky. This is a shaky series.
T-Wolves, though.
I'm still taking them over the Wolves.
T-Wolves beat the Lakers in five and the Warriors in five. Now, I know they had no Curry, so I guess that's not as impressive, but they've kind of cruised right along here. And when you look at the Final Four, we already knew, like, LeBron and Curry and Durant, clearly. Like, those guys weren't on great teams. Maybe the Lakers had a chance after the trade. But look at the four best players remaining. You have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
It's a changing of the guard here.
A little bit of a changing of the guard, for sure.
You've already said you're picking the... so you got Thunder, Knicks. I'm going Thunder Pacers.
Okay. Thunder Pacers and Thunder Knicks. Okay.
Grabby bag. Where are you? You're on Jones and Keefe. Yeah.
That's a listener's kid. That's not my kid.
Oh, I was going to ask. Is that Cece? No.
No, that's not Cece. Oh. Yeah, we got to get her back in the lab. She recorded one a couple years ago. NHL Final Four. Stars, Oilers, Panthers, Hurricanes. So with the Maple Leafs getting bounced in seven to Brad Marchand, who's now undefeated in Game 7s the Maple Leafs.
Does not lose to the Leafs. He's lost plenty of Game 7s. It's not to them.
But no one seeds in the Final Four in the NHL.
So I'm
kind of on brand, right?
I'm going Florida, Edmonton. That's going to be your Stanley Cup final.
Got a rematch?
Yes.
I'm going Carolina, Edmonton.
Nice. Okay, very, very similar
that's what I'm going with.
Breakdown that we have in both the NBA and NHL. Okay, good.
That's what I'm going with. Nice. Yep. Red Sox losers for not sending me a jersey. No, they lost two out of three over the weekend, and they are back at it tonight at Fenway Park. First of three against the first place New York Mets. Kodai Senga on the mound for the Mets tonight. 4-2 with a 1.02 ERA.
Do you think that goes up or down tonight?
Down.
I think it might go down. Yeah,
I think it's going to go down. Yeah. Hunter Dobbins throwing the ball well.
Yeah.
Going for the Sox.
I like him better than Houck. I like him better than Bayo.
6:45 first pitch at Fenway. So a 5:45 pregame here on WEEI. Red Sox two games below 500. Yeah.
Once there was this grab bag.
Good. PGA Championship over the weekend. Jones, your guy, Scotty Scheffler.
Yes.
With a big win. We had a caller earlier today, very excited about it. He wasn't great Thursday, Friday. Really came on strong here on the weekend.
Yeah, no, Mark in Medford was very fired up about the Scotty Scheffler win. He's
He's a young gun.
Well, he's come through in the PGA. Yep. He's won at the Masters multiple times. When he wins in these tournaments, he tends to win going away, which speaks to his dominance.
Halfway to the slam.
He's halfway to the slam.
Halfway to the slam.
You know, you look at some of the other guys who have won, you know, multiple tournaments on the PGA. There are a lot of multi-time champions that are out there.
Is that right?
But, you know, if he's the guy who's going to chase down Tiger, he seems like the best guy in the group to potentially do that, if anybody's going to do that. But we've said that about a lot of guys. Said it about Spieth. We said it about Koepka. We said it about a lot of guys.
What happened to Spieth?
Is he still
out there?
I usually bet on him every year at the Masters. It doesn't go so hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Like a fine wine, that one. Speaking of golf, Jones, tomorrow, the match.
More golf? Oh, yes. Okay, good.
Tomorrow. What do you mean more golf?
I was like, more golf? More golf. What else we got? Right.
The match at high noon tomorrow. It'll be Greg Hill versus Chris Scheim. One-on-one. I don't know if they're doing like a skins game.
Yeah, did Scheim take a practice round today? Why wasn't he here? What was he doing?
I don't know, maybe mentally preparing.
He's out hitting them around?
So they're playing.
On the driving range?
Head-to-head.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Mano a mano.
Nine holes.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about that.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, are they both big golfers or are they not? I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, oh, you didn't like
that. Like, for me, I'd be like, great, nine, fine. Every third hole stop and get a beer.
Yeah.
But for these guys, but here's the thing. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube tomorrow, I've been told, now this is subject to change as everything is.
I would say that's a safe assumption, but yeah.
I've been told that we are going to be able to go live, have video of them on the course. They won't be able to hear us, but we can do live commentary.
So we're not going to be at the event. Because there was some talk we were going to be at the event. That's not happening.
No, that ship has sailed.
But we can go on Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah.
We can go live and check in on the match.
Yeah.
Greg Hill v. Chris Scheim.
Right.
And see them woofing hot dogs and
pretty much
driving their golf carts on the green and whatever else they're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good. That'll be good to check in on. Good.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
The WNBA tipped off their season, and no better way to do it than Caitlin Clark v. Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark had a triple-double, won Portnoy a ton of money. He was there courtside.
Oh, did he make a lot of money off that?
Yeah, he bet like $20,000 on her to get a triple-double, and he won like $350,000.
Man. Yeah, not bad.
That's going to be a nice way to live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. Caitlin Clark was great. However, apparently there was a whole mess going on in Indiana.
Yeah.
Apparently Angel Reese was hearing some horrible things.
Serious. That goes without saying, obviously. Yeah. You know, I can't imagine that fan base would be at all a little over the top in their reaction. Who would ever have seen that coming? But not to kick at the hornet's nest of those cretins.
Try not to.
But when it comes to the foul, what'd you think of the foul that she had on Angel Reese?
A nothing foul.
I think she knew what she was doing.
Maybe.
I think Caitlin Clark knew what she was doing.
I didn't think it was malicious. I think Angel Reese reacted like she was Kurt Rambis. It's like, wasn't that crazy.
I think Caitlin Clark knew what she was doing.
She might have. Although I saw a great tweet, so I don't know who it was, but somebody said, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese rivalry is so bizarre. It'd be like if Kobe Bryant's biggest rival was Marcin Gortat. Oh, that's pretty good. I mean, Angel Reese is like good, but like Caitlin Clark's like
she's more of a Gortat.
I guess. I mean, people always show the highlights of her missing layups and stuff, and like I think she's more of like a rebounder. Remember, she's like a double double.
Gets a lot of her own rebounds.
She gets all of her own.
Yeah, rebounds. I was gonna say she's real good. Good offensive rebounder.
One in the Hall of Fame
on her own misses. Yeah,
so there's that.
Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Nick Sirianni signed an extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl helps.
I said this to you off the air. This has to be like a real Missoula situation for those fans.
Yeah,
they're like,
he's our guy.
We won with him, but no one can possibly feel great about that.
No. Yeah. Don't it always seem to go
that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the box office from this weekend, Jones. Coming in at number five, Joe Mazzulla. So you got more time to see it. The Accountant 2.
Oh.
Made $5 million bucks. It's up to $59 million. A Minecraft movie continues to make money. Just over, or just under $6 million. It's up to $417.
Wow.
Total gross. People throwing, you know, bringing live chickens, the whole nine. Sinners continuing a strong box office. They were third. Thunderbolts was second. And number one at the box office, $51 million, Final Destination Bloodlines.
Oh, you said it's not just making money. It's like it's killing getting it. Reviewed quite well.
Oh, Roddy T's and Metacritic through the roof saying it's the best Final Destination ever, which it's got some stiff competition.
Even Lanny's like yeah. Lanny, you're going to go see this, right?
Oh, I love the franchise.
Yeah. Okay. And you had trepidation about them even making another one.
Yeah, because the one before it ended so perfectly.
It did. Did it?
Yeah,
I didn't make it that far.
Not to give anything away, but it was like a...
Yeah, they put a nice little bow on it perfectly, and then when you hear this, your immediate reaction is like, what the hell? Why are we doing this? But I'm glad it's getting positive reviews.
People okay.
Love it.
Nice.
People can't get
it. And it's funny, too, because it's like, oh, this is the best one. It's like, they're all kind of the same thing.
Yeah. They're all pretty... You know what you're getting.
Well, yeah. It seems like this one's reviewed better, though. Yeah.
It is.
I want to grab... Dun-da-da-dun, dun-da-da-dun, dun-da-da-dun. I want to grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
You know what? I missed the news this weekend. Is he in or is he
yeah,
out?
Yeah, no, he's a free agent.
Oh, he's still
yeah, he's available in all formats.
I'm a genie in a
bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
Our top NBA performers from yesterday. Was it Alex Caruso? 11 points.
You know what? It might be.
Yeah?
D'ing up Jokic.
Christian Braun, 19 points.
No.
Nikola Jokic, 29 and 7.
Definitely not.
Jalen
by
Williams,
Alex Caruso.
24, 5, and 7.
It's probably him.
Or Shea Gil.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Alexander, 35-3-4.
Jalen Williams had a good game. Caruso, not good enough overall to give him the player of the day, but I'll go with Jalen Williams.
All right.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
Who was the best baseball player from yesterday, Jones?
Here are not
five,
Brian Baio.
Here are your five nominees. C.J. Abrams, 3-for-5, 2 dongs.
Ooh.
Will Benson, 3-for-4, 2 dongs.
Okay.
Cody Bellinger, 3-for-3, 1 dong, 6 RBI.
Big night on Sunday Night Baseball, yeah.
Paul Skeens, 8 innings, 1 run, 9 Ks.
Yeah.
And a loss because they don't score any runs for him.
Sure.
Or Merrill Kelly, 2 lady first names. Merrill Kelly, 7 scoreless innings, 11 Ks for the Snakes.
I think you probably heard about that a lot. He's getting a last laugh, though, in these days. Put me down for Bellinger. Let's go with Bellinger.
You going Bellinger?
Big game, yeah.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, today in honor of the New York Baseball Mets, we have a former Met who also played for the Dodgers and the Cubs. Catcher.
A former?
Two-time All-Star.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Paul LaDuca.
No. Right?
No?
No. Broke into the majors 1990. His final season was 2003. He... How about this? In 1996, he was an All-Star with the Mets.
Todd Hundley.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
There we go.
41 bombs.
Wow. He got his groove back.
Yeah. 41 and one drove in 112 that year. He had 202 career home runs.
What year was that?
96, 97, what? 96.
What do you think he was up to?
I don't know. Just good swings. And just saw the ball well that
chicken.
Year.
Push-ups?
Yeah, putting the work in the offseason. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
So everything kind of came together.
Todd Hundley had 41 and 120
41 and 112.
112, I'm sorry. Yeah. I gave him a few extras there. Wow.
And
very
he
impressive.
Got finished 18th in the MVP. Nothing to sneeze at.
How do you only finish 18th in the MVP? That's when you crazy. Put up numbers like that?
As a catcher?
Look at the numbers.
Say it again. Oh, the whole, yeah.
When you look at those years and those, like, MVP.
Well, guys, you're like 41, you're like, I guess that's fine. These are the guys you could probably start somewhere.
18th.
Yeah.
He lost out barely to Ken Caminiti, Mike Piazza, Ellis Burks in Colorado, Chipper Jones, Barry Bonds, Andres Galarraga, Gary Sheffield, Brian Jordan, Jeff Bagwell, Steve Finley, John Smoltz, Barry Larkin, Marquise Grissom, Bernard Gilkey.
Nice.
These are all been random
players. What year was this?
96.
96. What are some of the averages?
Oh, the batting averages?
Yeah. It's not too much of
Ellis Burks at like 350 in Colorado, right?
Yeah, 336, 326. Everybody hit over 300.
Yeah. Yeah. None of the sport hits over 300. The whole leaderboard was 300.
Big 259 with 41 dongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
The big cat, Andres Galarraga, that year, 47 bombs, 150 ribeye steaks, and maybe the craziest stat, 18 steals.
Wow.
Andres Galarraga.
Yeah, they called him the big cat for a reason. Very
not because he was fast.
Very agile.
It's because he looked like a cat. Barry Bonds had a 40-40 season and came in fifth.
Wow.
Fifth in the MVP, and he's 40-40.
Well, yeah, and he was doing that clean. That was the impetus for him to go to the other side.
He's like, guys,
I got
this.
I'm putting up 40-40 clean. Let me get on the program.
You got a problem here.
It was not Howard. Howard Johnson was a good early guess.
Howard Johnson was a random baseball player before.
Oh, we have had
Howard Johnson. We've used Howard Johnson. Hojo.
Yeah, we did have Hojo.
And if your name's Howard Johnson, you stay at the hotel for free. That was always what they said about it.
Very notoriously.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Howard Johnson. I assume it's free. They're like, yeah, okay. Come on in here.
So Todd Huntley.
Enjoy your stay, Howard.
Nice. Random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.